Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Need your help. Share us on digital platforms because this comes to you in a variety of digital formats and a variety of networks. And we think we're spreading the word of truth and we want you to be a part of it because I just read a poll. This is very interesting for all of you out there. Over half the people surveyed in the country say the mainstream media is here to deceive them. Oh, we have won the info war, but we got to translate that into action. But let's keep up the pressure. Anyway, we have a great guest for you today, Mike Horn. And just very quickly here before we go to Mike, I'll say this. The balloons, the Chinese balloons, the UFOs, Lake Huron, something that could evade a Sidewinder missile on first shot. Boy, I'll tell you, we're getting Mike Horn on here on the right time. He's responsible for really kind of exposing the Billy Meyer situation and what Billy said all these years, and that's kind of stood the test of time. It really is. It's one of the more reliable accounts when we look at things connected to UFOs, ETs, and so forth. And I thought this was a good time to get Mike on, and we're going to go to him in just a second. But first, I need to let you know, if you don't have your storable food, you better get your storable food, because if you want to eat bugs, they're on their way. They're choking the food supply, folks. We've talked about the food processing plants, the egg farms. Food supplies are dwindling. In fact, the Black Farmers Association came out 2 days ago and condemned the Biden administration for choking the food supply. Well, get your food supply. Get and read about it at foodwithdave.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the Chinese balloon and how it could have, at a higher altitude, posed an EMP threat. Well, if the lights go out, you're going to have to scavenge for water. Do you have a water filter? Well, we have the best one in the business, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. It's on sale right now, as the food is, and you can go to waterwithdave.com, find out more about it. It is number one in the industry, and they publish their research at waterwithdave.com. Those are the sponsors for this particular program. And Mike Horn, it's so good to have you back on. This Mike appeared on our TV show, and we thought it was a good time, given the events going on, to have him appear here on audio. It gets a little wider distribution on all our networks. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much for having me on again. I appreciate it. It's great to speak.
Yeah, likewise. You've produced some of the best, most lucid, believable accounts, I think, of the ET phenomena in working with Billy Meyer. But let's back up a little bit, because some of the audience may not be familiar with your great work in the past. We have a lot of new people coming on board every day. How did you hook up with Billy Meyer, and can you briefly tell the audience why he is so significant?
I'll do my best. I first found out about Billy Meyer's contact with an extraterrestrial human race in 1979, when I walked into a bookstore in LA, where I was confronted when I went through the door by the front of a coffee table type photo book with the clearest photos of what at that time were still to some degree being called either flying saucers or UFOs. I immediately got the book, and when I took it home, I found out that not only was it full of these incredible clear daytime photos taken, of course, at that time with all pre-digital equipment, but that there were analyses in this book of sound recordings and metal samples that this man, Billy Meyer, claims were all presented to him by the people that he says visit with him. And it was astounding. It would be another 7 years or so. In 1986, I would be in a small cafe in Sedona, Arizona, a mecca for all things, pardon me, so-called paranormal, mm-hmm. UFO, and you know, out there. And I met a guy, long story short, we got to talking. He told me he had 1,800 pages of transcripts that were between this man, Billy Meyer, and these extraterrestrial people who were at that time called Pleiadians. I won't go into the details about what they're called, no, because it's only a little too much. But here's the thing. I got those 1,800 pages, and I read them literally for months, And I found that the conversations were astounding because they covered so many different things that were important to us in our world, even at that time. 2 years after that, I opened a newspaper and I saw a headline about a so-called new discovery from a prominent scientific laboratory known as Lawrence Livermore Laboratories. And they were announcing that there was a connection between the ozone destruction, the damage to the ozone, and atomic explosions, A-bomb testings, et cetera. And I looked at that and they had a percentage of damage. And I said, well, I already know this. How could I know this? And I instinctively reached for this 100-page booklet of the first 100 pages of this material. And it took me less than a minute to find where Billy Meyer in 1975 was having this information presented to him with a reminder that he already knew some of it from the 1950s. Well, this is what got me to delve into the material more and more. Now, Meyer's photos, his films, his video, everything's pre-digital, remarkably clear, better than anything the Air Force has still ever showed us. And the thing is that isn't the most important stuff. And by that, I mean, I as I read through these things, I saw that there were specific prophecies about events that would occur, as well as this information that was of a scientific nature. So since about 1988, I began a project to delve into corroborating or disproving the prophetic information in this case. To date, along with the help of other people, literally from around the world who've been joining in, we have well over 250 specific error-free examples of prophetic or predictively accurate scientific, geopolitical, environmental, medical, and economic information about almost anything you could imagine. And that's kind of what propelled me forward. I've made 4 films, 4 documentaries on this show, on this case. I've been to Switzerland 20 times at my own expense to interview the man and other people who are eyewitnesses to maybe 14 or 15 of the 25 attempts on his life. This is the most amazing, largely still unknown case and situation that I know of. We have proved to a scientific and legal standard, and then I'll finish with this, the 2 following things. This involves real space travel, and even more amazingly, to a legal and scientific standard, time travel. So good morning to you and your audience.
that's interesting. Let me digress just for a moment here. I'm sure, you got the attention with the events with regard to the Chinese spy balloon, and then later what they're actually calling UFOs, and the Pentagon says they're recommissioning a committee to look into it. What do you make of all this?
Well, to that, I'll say 2 things. First, I want to remind people, there's still plenty of people who don't know about what was called the U-2 spy plane incident in the 1960s.
Yeah, you were talking about Gary Francis Powers.
And I'm just... Exactly. Okay, right. And people can look at it if they're not familiar. So they understand that spying from above, you know, the airspace of countries is not the exclusive, you know, domain of the Chinese or the Russians or anything. This is part of the international dance, if you will, espionage, spying, what have you. That being said, we've heard that, of course, you know, the Chinese, they attributed to them one of the balloons or objects, if you will. The likelihood that these objects are of extraterrestrial origin is actually very, very, very low for a simple reason. The Meyer contacts, which are singularly authentic in terms of a man on Earth interacting with human beings from another world, that they already have technology for space and time travel. So we wouldn't even know if a an advanced race was observing us. We probably wouldn't see their craft, although there is at least one other race whose origins are extraterrestrial and who have been based on Earth, or to be more accurate, under the surface of the Earth for a very, very long time. Their craft are sometimes seen in the skies, as a matter of fact, not infrequently. The other thing to say is that the U.S. and other countries, China, Russia, Great Britain, even Canada included, all have advanced secret military craft. So the objects that have been apparently shot down now, from what little we may know beyond attributing the first one to the Chinese, all of these objects are of lesser sophistication than what could be expected of any kind of a probe or, you know, object for reconnaissance from any extraterrestrial.
Is that because it could evade? Is that because it could evade destruction? When you say less sophisticated, is because it seemed like if they're that advanced, how would we be able to shoot it down?
We would no longer, because there had been some craft decades ago that may have been brought down, observation craft. There was no hostile intent that could have been brought down by radar. But these days, anything from an extraterrestrial race, you know, we wouldn't be able to touch it. Now, you asked about this committee. Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, update you and your audience on something that I'm personally involved with. I was contacted by a woman named Emmy Munch, whose credentials via email positioned her as a national security advisor to Representative Andre Carson, Democrat, who was heading up a House Intelligence Subcommittee last year on this whole counter-espionage, counter-this-that intelligence and all that, basically to supposedly study the UFO question. They had returned a call of mine. I'd left them a message saying I have photographs of a U.S. stealth plane, a U.S. top secret at the time, from 1981, interacting with one of the UFOs from the Billy Meyer case. Well, that got a call back from them, as I said. And they said, please, Amy in her email to me said, please forward us copies of those, you know, photographs you have. I will move them up the chain promptly. I said, fine. I sent maybe copies of 5 of the 9 photos in total. Very clear daytime UFO here, stealth plane, and it showed a progression of the plane moving in and away from this object. No hostile intent, no firepower used by anybody. And I waited. And she acknowledged, oh, thank you, we've got the photos, and you know, I'm sending them to all the people. Nothing was ever said beyond that. Now, these are the clearest, most incontrovertible, Kodak-verified 1981 photos of a UFO interacting, not something that looks like a 1970s video game, but a UFO interacting with a then-top-secret stealth plane. We, my webmaster and another fellow who's in Great Britain, delved into this even more. They blew up the photos. I don't mean exploded them. They examined them under, you know, magnification. They could tell that this stealth plane had camouflage on it. They were able to determine who the pilot of the plane was by searching online, and they even contacted, reached out. So this is highly documented. And when I put out my first blog about the UFO stealth photos that could prevent World War III, this was before the fireworks that were going on in Ukraine and Russia. And all of this is connected, and it's also connected to our dollar. It's connected to false flag operations for fake ET attacks, et cetera. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. I just want to just let you know our government has these photos, and these were not taken by Billy Meyer in this case. They were taken by the lead military investigator, Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Impeccable.
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, this is all on They Fly Blog. And your audience definitely should delve into this, because all of this, as you go through this and you start to put the pieces together, and I'll give you as many pieces as you want, you start to realize this represents a threat to the American people, but it's not from balloons. Now, could there be threats from China and Russia? According to, remember I mentioned prophecies and predictions, as far back as 1948. And if you want, I can pause, or I can actually literally, you know, read something to the folks from 1948 in this material and see how that fits in with what's going on now. So if you want, I will proceed. It's only about two sentences long.
Okay, sure.
It says, okay, as a result, this is like number 132 in this long list of predictions. As a result, the period will come when, as a consequence of the provocation by the dictatorship union in Europe and America against Russia, the danger of a further world-encompassing war will again grow if the restrained and peace-striving Russia, under some circumstances, lets itself be forced into an armed engagement which is not yet fathomed in the future and corresponds to a prophecy whereby it cannot be said yet whether a catastrophic activity will or will not occur in this period. So we're saying that 75 years ago, this was foretold, but they did not know whether we would go so far as to provoke Russia. And make no mistake about the material, whether people agree or not, so they're clear. In this material, they have been warning for a long time. As a matter of fact, the next thing that happens is that in 1987, they specifically foretell coming war with Russia and the devastation, the devastating consequences and destruction coming to our country because of these lunatics in our government. Whichever side of the aisle, there's not much difference any longer when the people get behind this stuff. But this is what we are warned about in this case. Now, you know, we can go back and forth in terms of you know, what's related to what, but I think I may have spoken about it once before, that this is tied into the U.S. dollar, very much so. And, you know, look, I'll just give you from 1987, I'll give you how they put it. This is in the Henoch prophecies, Henoch being the German name that we know as Enoch. We know of Enoch as a prophet. These people that Meyer has been meeting with since he's 5 years old, their ancestors were meeting with people like Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. So here's what Enoch supposedly said. And I will say that when he supposedly predicted these things literally thousands of years ago, he used different terms for countries that he didn't know the names. But the extraterrestrial said, this is America, this is Russia. So here it is. Far in the West, it will be different. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. The cause for this will be manifold, with its global conflicts, which are continuously instigated by it, and which will continue far into the future. America is creating enormous hatred against itself worldwide in many countries. As a result, it will experience enormous catastrophe, which will reach proportions barely imaginable to people of Earth. And here's the one you may want to listen to, folks. The destruction of the World Trade Center, the WTC, the World Trade Center, by terrorists will only be the beginning. Now, that was published in German for the first time in 87 in English, a year after the destruction of the World Trade Center. And people, you know, some skeptics came forward and said, well, it must have been backdated. And we were able to prove that it had other information in it that only also occurred afterwards. So, you know, this is a lot maybe for people to wrap their heads around, but in the same document, pardon me, Enoch or Enoch predicted that the Russians were going to move their troops to a place called Arkhangelsk, northern Siberia, to prepare for attacks against Norway, Finland, and Sweden. This is monumental for a couple of reasons. One, we have this in English as early as 2002. Two, in 1987 or 2002, there'd be no reason for the Russians to attack these countries. However, in 2021, 22, and 23, we see the reason. Finland, Sweden, Norway, all trying to get into NATO. Norway, responsible, according to Seymour Hersh, the reporter for the New York Times, responsible in complicit with the U.S. and NATO in the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. How is it that even, you know, they said it was, all this was predicted by Enoch thousands of years ago, even if it was only, even if Meyer predicted it himself in 1987, how could he get all of this right? And there's more in this. So backing up or going forward, whatever way we look at it, to 2006, when I'm in Switzerland in May of that year, I asked Billy Meyer point blank, Billy, was the Iraq war fundamentally about, oil? And I thought he's going to say, well, of course. Instead, he says to me, no, fundamentally, it is about your dollar. And if things go a certain way, you may as well roll cigarettes with your paper money. Now, 2006, he's basically saying the U.S. dollar is going to become, you know, worthless if things go a certain way. In 2017, this same man puts out another document, and in it, he talks about, and I'm not going to read every sentence because that'd be boring for people to hear it all, but I'll give you the bullet points. A global financial and economic crisis, global, is coming. The USA population, that's us folks, the USA population will get dispossessed as a consequence of worldwide financial crisis, which will lead to the partly heavily armed population, sound familiar, being advanced on by military and police powers with evil force. The planned ban on cash will dispossess the peoples, but it won't dispossess the elite. And listen to this, 2017, there exist secret plans to start a war from Germany against Russia. And again, the dispossession of the people coming. So there is so much here. We were warning as early as 2010 about a fake ET landing or attack, and the purpose is to bolster the weapons industry for more war. I have been hammering away at this since 2010, when a man named Lou Elizondo came on the scene talking about threats from, you know, ETs and all this. I said, utter nonsense. The government says they've known about UFOs for 70 years. What kind of a threat would it be for an advanced race that could take over or destroy our world in hours to wait 70 years and telegraph its publishers? I said, Lou Elizondo and Chris Mellon are disinformation agents. This is all about more weapons for more wars. Yeah. So this is my overall take.
Let me ask you this with Lou Elizondo, because he's been a frequent guest on Tucker Carlson on Fox, although he hasn't been on for a while. Is his disinformation designed to bring about Project Bluebeam?
Well, I can't say whether it's designed to bring about, I'm trying to remember, is that the specific one with the fake ET attack?
Yes.
Well, look, also before I ever spoke about it, of course, Wernher von Braun, the Nazi scientist who, you know, was brought to this country to develop rocketry and all of that, and who's, you know, who was involved in a lot of things, which included some of the things that led to the fake first U.S. moon landing. The others were authentic. The first was a fake, according to the information published by Billy Meyer in 1958, 11 years before the Apollo 11. It was explained in this material that Apollo 13, and just, I'm going a little off track here, I'll get back to Blue Beam, but just so people know, Apollo 13 was not a crisis, and they weren't having trouble. That was a mission designed to bring the artifacts, the rover and the other stuff, the flag, to the moon, place them there so that any further moon missions or observation would show the American artifacts on the moon. Apollo 11 never got there. It was, it's all explained. We have it, all the free information about this explained by these people and on my blog. And Apollo 13 was used as a cover for that. The other missions were the, you know, including 13, because they did go to the moon, those were, America was on the moon despite all conspiracy theories to the contrary. If Meyer would have said, you know, none of these ever got there if that was the case, but they know that the other ones did. So the idea of a fake ET attack originated, I talked to him about it years ago, but Wernher von Braun had told a trusted confidant of his, a woman named Carol Rosen, who's a wonderful woman who was involved.
I interviewed Carol.
There you go. Then you know, she knew about this. The things that, you know, the people in ufology know certain things, they don't know the rest. They don't know about the specific underground races. You know, we have a video where Billy explains this in 2015. Before the Tic Tac video ever came out, Billy Meyer's explaining about this underground race and their craft are seen and who they are, including future time travel. I mean, it's amazing stuff. But the fake ET agenda is on the table. Whether or not they are able to pull it off will also depend on people waking up to all of this. Look, I send information showing totally non-hostile activity between an real extraterrestrial UFO and a top secret stealth fighter, and they hide it from the public. They hide it. And okay, what am I going to do? I don't have a, you know, I'm not on Tucker Carlson. You know, they'll never put me on there because that would be, you know, or they'll never cover the truth of the Meyer case. However they would do it, they won't. So your folks, you can all determine the truth for yourself, because I have so much free documentation on this that anybody who goes through it, and they can question every step of the way, okay, I answer all my email, point you to where you can figure this out. And then when you see the depths, the hundreds of specific prophetic, you know, and predictive events that we've already corroborated, things, you know, there's a, I don't know if we can say this on the show, because my YouTube channel was taken down because I published the truth about the disease and the injection. I don't know how else to say
it. You mean the jab.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Meyer's information on this goes back to, hold on, 1947 and 1949. Specifically, he forewarned 1947 and 49 about a coming coronavirus epidemic and a dangerous untested vaccine together, which will kill millions of people, not just the jab, but the disease and this, and how it will be not tested properly. It will, and stuff in there that was only discovered, you know, recently about the effect on women. And I have 44 specific things. From, am I allowed to talk about this? I don't know because I don't want to get you in trouble.
Talk about it. Sure.
Okay, well, I will then, because, look, I saw information from 1995. I've had it on the website for 12, 15 years. from Meyer, in which she foretells there will be a lung disease coming out of a laboratory in China from Guangdong, which will affect the respiratory system. That was 1989 and 1995. SARS came out in 2003. Then we go back to the 47-49 information. Well, hey, wait a minute. That's different. Yeah, he's talking about coronavirus, and he spells it out. I mean, I'm not going to start reading from the documents. We have it. You can read it. Everybody can read this. And then, so on February 23rd, 2020, I get a document from them with 12 things from the extraterrestrials spelling out what the new disease is that has just been announced in January. And they lay it all out. This is a highly dangerous, airborne, virulent virus that mutate all the things that we didn't know. He's the first person. I received many documents. They explained, and we received a document he published even before then from 2019, where they tell him there is a coming pandemic. This will originate in a laboratory in Wuhan, China. And it goes on and on. Now, I published to date 44 specific things about the disease, unknown at the time that Billy published it, unknown and unpublished in English at the time I published it. We can prove that before the WHO and CDC announced this, not speculate, announced it as a pandemic, it was on my website in February 25th, 2020. And that it's airborne, and that it mutates, and that people should self-isolate, and et cetera, et cetera. A dozen points. Well, since then, we found, you know, over, you know, 30 more, and there's a couple more that I hadn't even yet put into the blog, because they were the first to say the connection to cancer and the connection to problems. Sure. You know, just so many things. It's overwhelming. Okay. When people read that, if they start to go through it, there's something in there that actually will bother a lot of people, probably in your audience and many other audiences. And that is that they recommended that we isolate, lock down, and to protect ourselves, that we use proper masks. Well, we know that there's a big uproar about that. But I will say from my own study of all of this, that, and the study of the Meyer material, the problem hasn't been really with the advice, which would be pretty typical for a real dangerous pandemic. Stay home, isolate yourself. If you have to go out, wear a suitable mask. The Chinese have been, the Japanese always do this at the sign of any transmissible, you know, colds or flus. The problem is that the worldwide leaders, in quotes, and the authorities from WHO, CDC, vacillating on again, off again. They confused people. They had some, you know, sometimes this was allowed, sometimes that wasn't. And what happened was, because they were inconsistent, they were weak and vacillating and not firm, that, the, you know, had everybody in leadership said, look, worldwide, we bite the bullet for 3 months. According to this information, this pandemic would have been over. 3-5 months on the outside, we would have been gone. Now we have this disease with us in its various forms, mutations, and variants till the end of time. So this, people can say, I don't believe, you know, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell people what to do about that. I've watched it. When we published this information, Dave, about the disease, the first dozen points, there were 57 cases in this country. And I was publishing everything from the March 2nd was the next thing about, I think that's when they said children will initially be immune, but they will be the main hidden spreaders because they can spread the disease without having, any illness. Also, I think in the first 12 points, they said this is going to be spread a lot by asymptomatic people because the true incubation period will be up to 3 months. And they specifically recommended something, which was never employed in this country, hermetically sealed quarantines in hospitals, medical facilities. Only one group that I know of managed to get that done, and they were in Australia, an Australian medical group that made sure that there were these, you know, airlocks, and all of the medical personnel had virtually had hazmat suits. This is what Myers people were telling him from the beginning. So this is not, this is why I say to people, forget about UFOs, whether they're from outer space or stuff that, you know, our governments on Earth are floating around, you know, because we, you and I can't do anything about UFOs or with UFOs. We can't. We can speak up. We could help, you know, expose this material and show that the government is suppressing this material that could have prevented this Ukrainian war had we, had this government decided to speak truth and an international investigation. Many things would have not occurred, and those things that are yet to come.
It,
so this
amazing.
Is not.
It is. It's an amazing story. I need to ask you something, and I'm sure the audience is wondering this too. Why would these beings choose Billy?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm going to give an answer that is based on the information in the case, and I'm not asking anybody to accept it or believe it. You know what? It could be true or false. It won't ultimately matter if the case is true, but here's how it goes. First of all, Billy is not the first person. As I mentioned, there are six previous contactee people historically. I will give you their names, and of course, by doing this, I open a big can of worms. I know it, but this is what's in the case, and people can do with it what they wish. Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, Muhammad, and Meyer. What? Who's Emmanuel? Well, if you want to know who Emmanuel was, you go to Isaiah 7:14, and you go to Matthew 1:23 in each of the two testaments, Old and New. And you will find virtually the same line in each one. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. Now this, Dave, opens a tremendous avenue that if we ever want to pursue it, I am more than willing to do, because I have done extensive, you know, investigation into this. That is the name, according to the information in this case, of the man whose name would have been changed centuries and centuries ago to Jesus Christ. There was a real man who walked this earth, a real prophet. Now, this is from a historical perspective, it's not from a religious perspective. And many of the things, but not all by a long shot, that have been said about him are said in this material to have been true, but many were not, according to this information. Nobody needs to believe it. Muhammad, how could you possibly include him? What they said was, Muhammad was a true prophet whose information, just like the Emmanuel information and all, was corrupted. The Quran bears no resemblance to the true teaching, which is the same teaching that Emmanuel brought, that the previous prophets brought. And basically, the core of this material is the same teaching. It isn't about the UFOs. It's about a teaching. You say a creation energy spiritual teaching. It's not religious. It's not this or that. It's a teaching. Instructions. People are free to look. But what is said about Emmanuel is that, about Muhammad, was that his particular mission was to stem the power of the Catholic Church, which otherwise would worldwide have succeeded in enslaving people. Now, again, I'm not anti-Catholic or anything. I'm just giving you information. And that he never married 9-year-old girls. He was a champion of women's rights for his time. Okay. Take it or leave it. What do we do with that? Okay, but why Billy Meyer then? Well, it is said that reincarnation is a fact of life. Now, we don't know. We can't prove that. Can't even disprove it. What is that all about? According to this teaching, the human spirit, the immortal part of each and every human being, good, bad, indifferent, big, you know, fat, skinny, black, white, yellow, red, and brown, the immortal part of each human being is this thing called the human spirit. And according to this teaching that goes sin, remember Enoch, Elijah, all that. This part of us appears, reincarnates over and over.
Yeah.
For countless.
And you know, ideologically, you're going to get a lot of resistance from the Christian community and a lot of other religions on that point. But I want to go back to, I'm not sure I quite got the gist of why Billy. I know we went through a series of historical characters, but let's focus just on Billy. Why was Billy Meier contacted?
Okay, well, that does, you know, by the way, what you just said is accurate. And as I may have said, Billy Meier has survived 25 documented attempts in his life in the last 45 years. These attempts are attributed to various people with various beliefs, secret services, all sorts of folks that are upset about what this guy said. So sure. So it does return to this idea that supposedly from Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, and all forward, it's basically the same spirit reincarnating.
Okay. All right.
Different epoch. That's it. So, but again, no one has to be bothered by that. It's like, is this material useful? Is the first thing a person would. Is it true? How can I find out for myself? Astronaut Gordon Cooper, the late astronaut Gordon Cooper, had been brought to his home, Billy Meier's photographs, by the military investigator and his team. And he's on video saying, this Swiss man, Billy Meier, he's meeting with extraterrestrials. I've seen the photos. They're good photos. They're not hoaxed. And I don't know why people attack him. I was personally interrogated for 3 months by the former top investigator for the United States Air Force, OSI, Department of Defense, a skeptic about UFOs who heard about this case in 2017, told me it was a phony case. Would I still talk to him? I said, yes. 5 months after we stopped speaking, he called me back and said, I'll tell you about your Billy Meier case. First, I'll tell you who I am, because he never did. And he reveals to me, he says, look at your emails and see the photos. This guy had all the certification. He was stellar in intelligence. He was indeed at the highest level for the USAF OSI and the Department of Defense, a supervisor, as well as an investigator, ferreting out moles, interviewing people who could have their fingers in the nuclear trigger and all that stuff. And he said, look, I'll tell you what I found since we started talking. Your Billy Meier case, it's 100% ironclad authentic. I'll take on any skeptics in your behalf. One of whom that he did take on was a guy named Kevin Randall, who didn't last very long in debate. And I got a call back from this guy, Joe Tisk, and he said, look, the skeptics who attacked Billy Meier don't know how to research. I have written an article for you that explains how anybody can go through this, determine the truth themselves, and they'll have to ponder how it is that this one-armed Swiss guy who has no financial resources, knows where to be every time so he can take hundreds into the thousands of UFO photos and films and all the rest of it. He said, look, you can have this article, you put it up there, and I am not going to talk to any more of these people. That's basically stopped the attacks because the protocols are there. They're the same protocols that, you know, police and criminal investigation, forensic stuff. And you march through it and you go, well, wait a minute. It's obviously real. So this is where we are, where this case is full of controversy. It's got something to offend everybody. Yes, all of my religious friends, some of them anyhow, can be very offended or not like that. But if they go to the material, they're going to go, well, you know, somehow this guy's, you know, taking all this evidence is real. And the things he's predicted that have happened. And you have copyright dates. I had an email that came to me a couple of years back from a trial attorney prosecutor. I didn't know the guy. I get this email. Basically, he says, look, I've looked over your evidence, and this is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. This is courtroom quality evidence. So when you get people, I run this stuff by a judge, a retired judge, I must say, in Las Vegas, about Billy Meier's prophetic information about the planet Mercury, stuff that is so out of the reach of possibility of anybody on earth that Billy Meier's published years and decades before we discovered. I blew the mind of a guy up here in Flagstaff, Arizona, working on the Mars rover imaging. I gave him 3 pages of Billy Meyer's information that he published on Mars before they ever discovered it. The guy didn't know what to do. So people can determine if it's true. That's why these people are not landing. They're not going to meet with anybody. They're not channeling to anyone. Here's the information for our world. Here's how you get yourself straight. And if you don't wake up in time and you don't take responsibility for those people that are in public office that you're voting in and you're allowing them to be dictators to you and they're not competent, your world will go to the absolute brink of utter destruction. And we cannot do anything about it. These people, according to the histories they provide, they've been here. They've, in their own worlds, they've gone through the atomic crisis. They've gone through the dictatorships and the cult worship and everything else. But that's tens and tens of thousands of years ago. And their forefathers came here and represented themselves as the gods to us. So they know what's happened, and they know that they have an obligation they've taken upon themselves to reach in through one person that they could trust who would do this, despite all the attempts in his life, despite being told 10 years before it happened, oh, by the way, most of your left arm will be ripped off your body and a bunch of other nasty stuff's going to happen to you. If you proceed here, have a nice day. Well, he said, yes, I'll keep going. So this isn't about Billy Meyer. There's nobody to worship in this case. There's no cult. So many skeptics say, oh, it's a sex cult. Where's the sex cult? I've been to Switzerland 20 times in many years. Nobody's knocked on my door to tell me I can join a cult. Nobody's knocked on anybody's door. They don't solicit for money. So even Wikipedia does a hatchet job on Billy Meyer. They claim he's a religious, he's created a UFO religion. None of it's true. Well, of course, if this is true, it threatens every power structure on Earth, especially military, industrial, corporate, political, religious, all of them. And here we are. We have to decide for ourselves, every human being. There's nobody here telling you what to do and what to believe. But, we're talking about these things, fake ET attack. Well, along with Carol Rosen, I've been warning about it. It's been in the Meyer material for, at least 13 years. And the prospects of a terrible war with Russia 75 years ago, they're warning about the provocation from the U.S. and European. That's NATO. That's Ukraine. I'll tell you one other thing that happened that is mind-blowing. And this happened, I think it was more than a year ago now. Meyer gets a call, I forget which came first, the letter or the call, from people in Zelensky's inner circle who knew about Meyer because one of them somehow had been friends with one of the people years ago who started to be involved with the Meyer material. And they said to him, would Billy Meyer please help us and get your friends to help us? Our leader here is a Nazi. He is going to be, he's already responsible. He's going to be responsible for the deaths of so many Ukrainian people. This is a terrible thing that's being done. The people I'm involved with cannot. They cannot interfere. You have to take responsibility. So this went out in a letter form and in a phone call. Shortly after Meyer had these exchanges, an armor plate, they figured it was, anyhow, huge Mercedes limousine with Ukrainian diplomatic plates shows up unannounced on the property in Switzerland. Three men get out with a large six-propeller drone, I think they said it was, and start flying this thing all over the place, photographing, filming Meyer's property. They are asked to leave and basically snub their noses at everybody, and they finally, when they're done, they go. Within several days after that, the Swiss military is sending helicopters. This is all documented. This isn't like a story on his part. People are watching helicopters from the Swiss military flying around. People are showing up on the property unannounced, taking photographs and other stuff, harassment. And then two friends of mine in Switzerland are with Meyer one day sitting outside, And they hear a cracking sound, and it was the 25th attempt on Meyer's life that had gone up into the air instead. And they were sitting there, witnessed, you know, this thing. And there was somebody on the other side of the fence who had set up a ladder to try and kill Meyer. And these people are sitting there. And I also know the guy who was involved in the last attempt on Meyer's life, where the bullet literally hit a water bottle he had in his pocket. This is Lawrence of Arabia meets Indiana Jones meets Luke Skywalker, Star Wars. And if this wasn't true, you couldn't make it up. So this is involved. This is why I've said to you, this, even this thing with these balloons or objects, this all goes back deep. America is going bankrupt with a trillion, this ridiculous funding of these Nazis in Ukraine, and everything else we do to ship our money overseas to bankrupt this country. So when Meyer in 2017 is saying the American people will be dispossessed as a result of, you know, this global financial crisis, which will have to do with the crash of the dollar, and years ago he had said there will be, you know, this thing called BRICS will be set up and China will be the new U.S. superpower. Well, we have our government people complaining publicly when the spy balloon thing first popped about Russia wants to be more power. And, oh, Russia's the next superpower, like it or not. And China is the next superpower. And in concert with Russia and the other allies, other countries that we have really, pardon me, pissed off, that will be a force that comes against the U.S. in the future. And then there is one more E.T. card possible. And this is also in the 1987 document on my site. And it goes like this. And at this time, the possibility could become reality that extraterrestrial forces intervene against the Western industrialized.
Well, there's some precedent for that because we know that they have already messed with our nuclear facilities. Soviets, when they were the Soviet Union and in the United States.
Well, there certainly are those reports. And I'm not saying they're not accurate. I'm saying they haven't been, to the best of my knowledge, they haven't been from these people. They could have been from the underground race. Now, there is information in this case. I don't know. I don't have it at my fingertips. But there was a situation back during the Cold War, I think it was, where a Russian guy in a submarine had received a command, I think, to be ready to or to launch nuclear missiles because they had detected incoming ICBM or whatever. And it was a false radar alert, but this guy didn't know. Meyer and one of the ETs were on board with this guy to tell him, don't launch. This is not tech. Now, nobody has to believe it.
Yeah.
And so he said, would you believe that? I said, no, I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying.
But
Has been a lot of information. I mean, you crammed a lot into a short amount of time, and that's good. Just one quick question, because I want to give you a chance to promote your site and the work that you've done. But this other race you talk about, could they be centered in Antarctica? And this is what Admiral Byrd encountered as expressed in his diary?
Not likely, because the actual locations are at least the two that have been pointed at underneath the Himalaya Deep and underneath Gobi Desert. There is something called Agartha or Agarthi A and B. And in the video that I've got online where I'm asking Meyer more and more specifically, I said, so is this a little group or something? And he leans forward and he says, it's a state. Just like that. It's kind of like, no, this is not some little dinky thing. Now, part of this group, these people, had been among the gods of Egypt.
Egypt. Well, that's a whole can of worms. Mike, we're out of time, and that's why I want to give you a chance. We got about 45 seconds for you to tell people how to follow your work.
Okay, here it is. Theyflyblog.com, and I'll do something else. A free... The best UFO documentary, certainly one of the best ever made, We put it out in 2008. You will see the prophecies and predictions in there that have since come true. It's called The Silent Revolution of Truth. You, the audience, you send me an email, michael@theyfly.com.
Okay.
Or you contact Dave, mention Dave, free. I send it to you free, no strings attached.
Ooh.
You need to know about it.
Very cool. Thank you very much for doing that for the audience. Well, Mike, we are out of time. I want to thank you again for joining us and shedding more light on Billy Meier at this time of related events that are going on in the world. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much,
Dave. Take care.